Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, Saturday of the 24th week in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to Luke. When a large crowd gathered, with people from one town after another journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After saying this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." Then his disciples asked him what the meaning of this parable might be. He answered, "Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to the rest they are made known through parables, so that they may look but not see, and hear but not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are the ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, that they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by the anxieties and riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart, and bear fruit through perseverance. Commentary by Father Luis Reventós from Tarragona, Spain. The seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who bear fruit through perseverance. Today, Jesus tells us about the sower. A sower went out to sow his seed, and that seed was nothing else but the word of God. But the thorns grew with it and choked it. Thorns, we have many. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by the anxieties and riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. My Lord, am I to blame for having worries? I wish I would not have any, but they keep coming to me from everywhere. I do not see why they should deprive me from your word, if they are not sin, vice, or defect. Because you forget that I am your Father, and you are being enslaved by a tomorrow you do not even know whether you will ever reach. Saint Joseph Maria tells us, if only we could live with more trust in divine providence, strong in faith, in the certainty of God's daily protection, which never fails, how many worries and anxieties we would be spared. Then that fretfulness, which, as Jesus said, is typical of pagans, of the heathen world, that is, of people who lack a supernatural outlook on life, would disappear. I would like to engrave upon your minds the conviction that since your Father well knows what you need, we have every reason to be optimistic in our journey through this life, with our souls completely detached from those earthly things that seem so very necessary. God will provide. David said, "Cast your care upon the Lord, who will give you support." This is what Saint Joseph did when the Lord tested him. He pondered, he consulted, he prayed, he resolved, and left everything in the hands of God. When the angel arrived, he did not dare to wake him up and spoke to him in his dreams. Again, Saint Joseph Maria tells us, I should have no other concern than your glory. In other words, your love.